你敢相信吗？
Can you believe it?
自家反锁的卧室。
My own messy bedroom.
没有暗道。
There are no secret passages.
没有外人闯入。两个年轻大活人午睡一觉。
No one else entered, and the two young men were still sleeping soundly.
直接凭空消失。
Just disappear out of nowhere.
今天我们来分析一下。
Today, let's analyze.
这起至今未破的真实悬案。
This unsolved real mystery. Well,
2010年的一天中午。
One day in 2010,
一对21岁的双胞胎兄弟回到二楼卧室休息。
Two 20-year-old twin brothers returned to their bedroom on the second floor to rest.
据家人回忆，
According to family recollections,
两人在睡觉前特意锁好了门窗。
The two of them made sure to lock the doors and windows before going to sleep.
这是一栋老式住宅。
This is an old house.
卧室
bedroom
结构十分简单。
The structure is very simple.
没有暗门。
There is a secret passage.
没有通风通道。
No ventilation channel.
窗外也没有任何可供攀爬的位置。
There are no places to climb outside.
然而
However,
几个小时后
A few hours later,
当家人再次来到房门前时
When the family members came to the door again,
屋内却没有任何回应。
There was no response inside.
更诡异的是
More strangely,
房门依然处于从内部反锁的状态。
The front door is still locked from the inside.
众人察觉异常后
Once everyone noticed the abnormality,
强行破门而入
Break in forcefully.
可眼前的一幕
The scene in front of me,
让所有人瞬间愣住
Make everyone stunned instantly.
房间里空无一人
The room is empty.
两个成年男子仿佛从空气中蒸发了。
Two adult men seemed to have evaporated from the air.
一般，警方接到报案后，迅速封锁现场，展开调查。
Once the police receive a report, they quickly secure the scene and begin investigating.
但调查结果却让案件变得更加扑朔迷离。
However, the results of the investigation only made the case more confusing.
门锁完好无损，窗户没有被破坏的痕迹。
The door lock is intact, and there are no signs of forced entry to the windows.
现场没有打斗迹象。
There are no signs of a fight.
没有血迹。
No blood.
也没有任何拖拽痕迹。
There are no signs of bragging.
更重要的是，没有发现外人侵入的证据。
More importantly, there is no evidence of unauthorized entry.
一个被反锁的密室
A locked room.
两名成年人离奇消失
Two adults disappeared mysteriously.
是，案件很快陷入僵局
The case quickly came to a standstill.
而最痛苦的人是从小将兄弟俩抚养长大的奶奶
The most painful thing is to grow up with two younger brothers.
13年来
For 13 years,
他始终坚信孙子还活着。
He always believed that Sun Tzu was still alive.
他每天守着这栋老房子。
He spends every day guarding this old house.
期待有一天奇迹出现。
I hope that one day a miracle will happen.
然而他不知道的是
However, he didn't know that
真相
Truth
其实一直隐藏在这栋房子里
Actually, it has been hidden in this house all along
直到2023年
Until 2023
由于房屋年久失修
Due to the dilapidated state of the house
严重漏水
Severe leakage
老宅开始进行全面翻修
The old house is undergoing a comprehensive renovation.
施工人员进入多年无人踏足的阁楼检查时
When construction workers entered the attic, which had not been accessed for many years, to inspect it.
在最深处发现了一个异常的柜体。
I found an unusual cabinet in the deepest part.
这个柜子看起来十分古怪。
This cabinet looks very strange.
柜门被厚厚的水泥封死。
The cabinet was sealed with thick cement.
仿佛有人刻意不想让任何人打开它。
It's as if someone deliberately doesn't want anyone to open it.
施工队决定拆除封层。
The construction crew decided to remove the protective layer.
随着水泥一点点被砸开。
As the cement was chipped away,
一个尘封了13年的秘密。
A secret that has been hidden for 13 years.
终于重见天日。
Finally, I saw the light again.
柜子内部赫然出现两具蜷缩的人体骸骨。
Two human skeletons were lying inside the cabinet.
警方随即介入调查。DNA 检测结果很快确认。
The police subsequently launched an investigation, and DNA tests quickly confirmed that
死者正是13年前神秘失踪的那对双胞胎兄弟。消息传出后
After the news that the deceased was a pair of identical twins who mysteriously disappeared 13 years ago,
整个社会为之震惊。
The whole society was shocked.
惊。但真正让调查人员后背发凉的还不是尸体被发现这件事。
But what really made the investigators shiver was not the discovery of the body.
而是法医后续给出的结论。
Instead, the forensic expert later gave the conclusion.
根据遗骸状况分析。
Based on the condition of the remains.
两兄弟并非在那间卧室内死亡。
The two brothers did not die in that room.
他们在失踪后曾经存活过一段时间。
They had survived for a while after going missing.
这意味着那间被所有人关注的密室根本不是第一案发现场。
This means that the room that everyone was paying attention to was not actually the original crime scene.
所谓的密室失踪
The so-called disappearance in a secret room.
很可能只是凶手精心制造出来的障眼法。案件之四。
It is likely that this is a case of murder staged by the perpetrator.
迎来第一次重大反转。
A major turning point.
过去13年。
Over the past 13 years.
人们一直试图寻找答案。
People have always been trying to find the answer.
两兄弟究竟是如何离开那间密室的？
How did the two brothers leave the room?
可随着调查深入，一个更加关键的问题浮出水面。
A more critical question will emerge as the investigation progresses.
他们为什么会主动离开那间密室？
Why did they voluntarily leave that room?
如果他们遭遇绑架，
If they are kidnapped,
现场，
On the scene,
理应留下挣扎痕迹，
Should leave a scar.
如果他们遭遇袭击
If they are attacked,
也应该留下求救或反抗的证据
You should also leave evidence of your plea for help or resistance.
但现场什么都没有没有挣扎
But there was nothing to struggle with on the scene.
没有呼救
No cry for help.
没有留下任何异常痕迹
There are no traces left.
这让警方逐渐将调查方向转向熟人作案。
This gradually led the police to focus their investigation on cases involving acquaintances.
因为能够让两名成年男子毫无戒备地离开房间的人。
Because someone who can make two adult men leave a room without hesitation.
极有可能是他们熟悉并且信任的人。
It is likely that they are familiar with and trust the people.
现在我们来看看这起案件的三大疑点。疑点
Now let's look at the three main points of suspicion in this case.
一
One
为什么两人会同时离开
Why did they both leave at the same time?
如果作案者是陌生人
If the perpetrator is a stranger,
想在不惊动家人的情况下
without disturbing the family,
同时控制两名成年男性难度极高。
It is very difficult to control two adult males simultaneously.
而且现场没有任何反抗迹象。
In addition, there were no signs of resistance on the scene.
因此
therefore,
两人主动跟随某人离开的可能性远高于被强行带走。
It is much more likely that two people will voluntarily follow someone away than to be forcibly taken away.
这也意味着
This also means that
作案者极可能是熟人。
The perpetrator is likely a familiar person, which raises suspicion.
二
Two
为什么选择阁楼藏尸？阁楼
Why choose a hidden body apartment?
通常属于住宅中的低关注区域。
Usually belong to low tension areas in a house.
警方搜查时
During the police investigation,
往往会重点检查卧室
Often focus on checking the bedroom,
地下室
Basement,
庭院以及周边树林等区域
The courtyard and surrounding trees,
而屋顶夹层
And the attic space,
封闭阁楼等空间
closed attic and other spaces,
则容易被忽略。
This is easily overlooked.
凶手选择将遗体隐藏在阁楼深处。
The killer chose to hide the body in the attic.
说明其具备较强的反侦查意识。
It has strong anti-surveillance capabilities.
并且非常熟悉房屋结构。
Obviously very familiar with the structural floors of the house.
三
Three
水泥封柜意味着什么
What does a concrete safe deposit box mean?
将遗体放入柜体后
After placing the body in the casket.
再使用水泥进行封闭处理
Using cement for sealing.
显然不是一时冲动能够完成的行为。
This is obviously not something that can be done by impulse.
这说明凶手在案发后拥有充足的时间处理现场。
This indicates that the perpetrator had ample time to process the scene after the incident.
同时也具备一定体力和施工能力。
Also possesses sufficient physical strength and construction skills.
甚至不排除其提前准备过工具和材料。
It also does not rule out the possibility that they have prepared tools and materials in advance.
从这一点来看
From this point of view,
这更像是经过计划的犯罪而非激情杀人。
This is more like a premeditated crime than a crime of passion.
那么行凶的是谁呢
Who is the perpetrator?
我们现在开始侧写一下罪犯的心理特征及画像。
Now, let's start with a detailed analysis of the psychological characteristics and appearance of criminals.
第一类特征，熟人关系。
First category, familiar relationships.
嫌疑人与双胞胎兄弟之间大概率存在长期接触。
It is highly likely that the suspect had a long-term relationship with the twin brothers.
能够获得他们的信任。
To gain their trust.
不会引起警惕。
By alarming.
可能是朋友、邻居、亲属或者长期熟识的人员。
It could be a friend, neighbor, relative, or someone you know well.
第二类特征，年龄与能力。
Second class characteristics, age and ability.
案发时
When it was first released,
年龄可能在20岁至45岁之间，具备搬运遗体和处理现场的体力条件。
People aged between 20 and 45 can possess the physical strength to move corpses and handle the scene.
同时熟悉住宅环境和内部结构。
Familiarize yourself with the environment and internal structure of the house during the time of the incident.
行动能力较强。
Strong ability to act.
第三类。
Third.
特征
Features
心理特征
Psychological characteristics
凶手可能属于长期压抑性人格
The perpetrator may belong to a group with a long-term repressed personality
外表普通，善于隐藏真实情绪
Appear ordinary and good at hiding true emotions
需要较强的自我控制能力
A strong self-control
能够在13年的时间里守住秘密而不露破绽
To maintain secrecy for 13 years without a single flaw
属于典型的高隐蔽型犯罪者
Belongs to a typical hidden crime offender
第四类特征作案动机调查重点
Fourth, focus on investigating the motives of perpetrators in the fourth category of characteristics.
或许应放在以下方向
Perhaps hidden in the following directions.
经济纠纷
Economic disputes.
长期矛盾
Long-term conflict.
感情冲突
Psychological conflict.
嫉妒心理利益纷争
Jealousy, conflict of interests.
相较于随机作案
Compared to random crimes.
这类熟人之间的冲突
This kind of conflict between acquaintances.
更符合案件逻辑
More consistent with the logic of the case.
13年来
For 13 years.
警方一直在寻找消失的人
The police are still looking for the missing person.
却没有人想到
But no one thought of it.
他们从未真正离开过这栋房子
They never truly left this house.
这起案件最令人不寒而栗的地方
The most chilling aspect of this case is
不是所谓的密室消失
Not the so-called secret room disappeared.
而是有人能够将一个秘密隐藏整整13年。
However, someone was able to hide a secret for a full 13 years.
直到老宅翻修的那天，真相才终于重见天日。
The truth finally came to light on the day the old house was renovated.
但即便如此
However, even so,
关于两兄弟为何离开房间，究竟是谁带走了他们，真正的作案动机又是什么？
Who took them out of the room and what was their true motive?
依然留下了许多未解之谜。
Still left many unsolved mysteries.
或许这才是这起案件最可怕的地方。
This is perhaps the most terrifying thing about this case.
你觉得凶手是谁?
Who do you think is the murderer?
A. 身边熟人。
A familiar person.
B.陌生人作案 C. 另有隐情把答案打在评论区
B. The perpetrator is a stranger C. There is another hidden reason Please write the answer in the comment section
我是老九
I am Loud Jew
我们下一个案件再见
Goodbye to the next case